This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of a representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 4th, 2014. We're in our third hour here of the broadcast today. Streaming live at republicasting.org, thealternativemedia.com. And I just wanted to finish up that story, so bear with me just a second. Thousands of illegal immigrants show up at DMV offices to obtain driver's license. A law passed by the 2013 legislature and signed by Republican Governor Brian Sandoval allows immigrants in Nevada without citizenship status to obtain driver's license privileges. An increasing number of states have been passing similar laws. During a bill signing ceremony, Nevada's first Hispanic governor called the measure one of the most meaningful pieces of legislation he has ever enacted. Backers of the bill says since many immigrants in the country illegally drive anyway, the law will make the road safer because they were required to take tests and have insurance. So since we just let them come here with an open border and they drive anyway, we should just facilitate them and give them driver's license. Man, I'm telling you what, the logic that these lawmakers make just blows my mind. Now, before we go to the phone calls, and I am going to take phone calls all this hour, 2014 has got a new phone policy here on the Alternative Media. When I first started doing this broadcast back in 2008, and those of you that listened back then know, the main reason I wanted to do the broadcast was so people could call in. That was important to me. I dedicated one-third of every broadcast to the public. Even when I only had a one-hour show, 20 minutes was for phone calls. That was important to me, and it's still important to me. But I'm here to tell you, in recent months, the phone call side of the broadcast has really been getting me down. There are some great people that call in. I don't want you to get me wrong here. But this year, and I'm telling everybody up front so you know, this year, if you call in rambling on about stuff that I don't know anything about, if you call in to ramble on about your specific religious practices that I'm not aware of, I'm going to drop the call. So call into this broadcast if you've got pertinent information, if you want to talk about the things we've talked about, if you've got intelligent things to say. But if you want to ramble on about things that I'm clueless about, this is a political broadcast talking about politics and current events and news, you are welcome to call. But if you are not, then please find somewhere else to call. You will not be wasting the airtime here and make distracting from the show anymore, period. That's the new phone policy, and I'm going to implement it this year. And if nobody calls in or whatever, I'll just continue with the news. But it's not going to take away from this broadcast anymore, period. We're going to move forward. John, patiently hanging on the phone. John in Tennessee. Then we have got Ronnie in Statesville. John, how you doing today, sir? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing well. Appreciate it. Farron, I would like to suggest a book to, for people to understand what's going on in the Middle East. read the book called Over the Barrel. It'll tell you why we went to Afghanistan, why we went to Iraq. People, it is, you know, Farron, I know you've heard it, and I've heard it, and for a long time I didn't believe it. It is about oil. It is about money. It is about total and complete control. You know, that's the put and take of it. It is about control.
Is barrel, I take it barrel in that, John, is referring to barrels of oil then?
Absolutely. It's called Over the Barrel. And it lines up Condoleezza Rice. It lines up the oil companies. It lines up the plan that the Silk Road Caucus had regarding a pipeline from the Caspian to Arabian Sea to get the landlocked oil and chemicals out of there. And it's not to bring it here, folks. It's to send it to the Far East. Because they know America's agenda for us, by them, is for us to go away, to become a third world nation. You know, that's the fact of it. One more thing, if you'll allow me, all of the wars that we've ever been fighting since the foundation of this nation have been fought under the false premise that America has what they call a president, when it's no more than I used to believe an elected king, but an appointed king that we call president. And it makes it very clear, if you'll think about...
We lose John?
Yeah.
Hey, John, if you're listening, feel free to call back. We didn't drop you. Feel free to call back. We're going to go to Ronnie in Statesville. Then hopefully we'll get John back on the line. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Are you there?
Hey, sure am. Thanks for the phone call, Ronnie. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, recovering very well. Listen, I think John was getting ready to hit on something I was going to ask listeners about. I just got notified about it last night, and I looked a little bit of it up this morning. About the revoking of the 22nd Amendment, where when he was saying, talking about the king, he's exactly right, and I think we're touching on the same subject. If the 22nd Amendment is gone, then Obama gets to stay in just as long as he wants.
Now, if anyone has information about that, I haven't heard anything about that. Ronnie, and I wanted to tell you, today, the first hour was on 1421.2.
Very good, about darn time.
Yeah, I was excited about that. I know you live in that area, so if you talk to any of the powers that be over there, let them know that you appreciate that, and I'll appreciate it.
I certainly will, and I got another little tidbit also for you, and it's not really touching on religion, but it is in a way. I think our president is banking on, if there is an election, and he is going to run again, He's banking on the Latinos and the Mexicans, and from what I understand, there's a pretty good percentage of them that are changing their religion from Catholic to Muslim. So
that is very interesting. Well, you know, and before you go, I wanted to get your opinion of the 100-mile constitutional free zone around all the borders, a federal judge saying that is the law of the land, and I'll get your opinion on this as well. Do you believe we'll see amnesty passing this year?
No, I don't see the amnesty passing this year, no. And as far as the prostitution, I guess everybody's got to make a living somehow. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but I'm not aware, and I listened to you about it, which was news to me. So I will check that out also, and I will be calling Art. So thank you, and I do appreciate your show, and I will let a lot of people around here know that you're back on WSIC.
8 to 9. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got John back. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us, John, sorry about that. Glad you're back.
That's okay. I thought you dropped me.
No, we didn't drive. We I know it interrupted you right in mid-thought, though, so continue with what you were saying.
What I was saying, Farron, if you'll think about it, every war men run before chariots, and they run before horses, and they make instruments of war. So that's what I'll say. I believe that America has fallen in to believing a lie that we have ever had anything to do with who is going to rule over us. They've painted it up nice. They've modeled our government after Roman government or Greek government, whatever the nonsense that they've done to make us believe we have anything to do with them. We don't, folks.
We're coming up on a break. If you want to hold, I wanted to ask you one question about that pipeline. Hold through the break for me. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Taking phone calls this hour, 1-800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443, and we're getting them lined up just a little bit. Hey, John, I'm glad you mentioned the oil. A lot of people are not aware of this, and I wanted you to back me up on it. After we fought these two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of people are not aware the oil is going to China. It's a fact. It's been reported in a good bit of the media, but really not on mainstream media. But that's the fact of the matter, and I'm sure the book you're talking about, Over the Barrel, is going into that information.
Well, the thing that they outlined it, even this so-called caucus, I think it was back in like 84, Senator Sam Brownback and others had developed a plan to remove. That's why Russia went to Afghanistan. Okay, that's part of the reason. And it's interesting to note, Farron, that when we went to war against 18 or however many Arabs it were that they tell us brought the towers down, we didn't go to Saudi Arabia. We went to Afghanistan. And then when we seen we couldn't do that, we went to Iraq. But when we went to Afghanistan, one of the first places they began to carpet bomb were the mountains along the Silk Road, the ancient Silk Road that was a travel route. What I believe they were doing was preparing the ditch to put the pipeline in, literally doing the groundwork to bring this pipeline. And when we couldn't ruin in Afghanistan, folks, look at a map. The next logical country to go through was Iraq. And the oil now, we're all up in arms because China's getting the oil. That was the plan. Your sons and your daughters are literally no more than a human chess game. They're expendable. They don't care. They're human resources. They're expendable and they self-replicate. It's called having kids. You know, they'll never run out of stock, and when the stock is getting low, you'll watch the birth rate, and it's always after a war. Baby boomer, always after the war, kids are born. Why? Well, we need more warriors for the next war. And I know it sounds outrageous, but it's human nature. Just like a plant that's growing in your yard, when it's feeling threatened, what does it do? It blooms. It makes more because it doesn't want to go away. It's a beautiful design.
Interesting.
They'll never run out of people to run before the king's horses and watch all the films. Watch them in, you know, the old Patriot movie. Watch these people that were serving the king line up in a row, shoot me, kill me, I'll try to kill you. And then they run before the tanks in the 50s, and they run before the tanks in Afghanistan. They've always got people on the ground. Because what are they doing? They're running before the kings. And we were told they'll take your sons and daughters, and there'll be sacrifices, I believe, to Moloch. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Dean in New York, then Michael in New York, then Renee. Dean in New York, thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Farron. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad to have you on.
Hey, Farron, I would just like to pass you a little compliment and give you a little bit of my Patriot history. I was lucky enough back in the late 80s via shortwave to have tuned in and found Bill Cooper and his broadcast. I listened to him religiously every night, and I basically was unaware of anything until I listened to Bill Cooper and listened to him for many years. To this day, I consider him my Patriot hero, and I've listened to Patriot radio from the shortwave and through radio and internet, and I got to tell you, Farron, of all the people I've heard since then, I consider you probably one of the best current Patriots out there. You give great information, you're passionate, and absence of Bill Cooper now, I really consider you to be one of the best out there.
To start with, you know, I have Bill Cooper's complete library on my website. It's the only one I have like that. I'm a big Bill Cooper fan. Not saying that I agreed with every single thing he said, but I read his book, Behold a Pale Horse, and it, but you know, to be honest with you, Dean, and I'm just being perfectly honest with you, I don't feel worthy to be, for that to even be said about me, as a patriot and an activist, but it certainly does make me feel very good, and I appreciate that compliment. It may be one of the best compliments I've ever had in my life.
Well, I think you are deserving, Farron. Like I said, I've listened to all of them since then. It's been a great learning experience, and I was fortunate to find Bill Cooper back then. I mean, not many people were listening to the shortwave. I know you have him on your website, and if I could pass on something to the listeners, and yes, Bill Cooper, he was not right on everything, and he wasn't a perfect human being. He had his faults, but he was a true patriot, and he died for what he believed in.
Murdered.
If I could pass on, yes, he was, Farron.
And, you know, we interviewed, if you can believe us, Dean, we interviewed on this broadcast, been several years ago, Doyle Shamley.
I heard it. I heard it, Farron. And he loved Doyle. Doyle was his right-hand man. And Doyle had, he told it like it was. And I listened to all those broadcasts live back then. And he truly loved Doyle. And I'd just like to pass on one other thing to your listeners. Over the many years of broadcasts that Dick Cooper did, he created a series called Mystery Babylon. And for people who are interested in history and the religion of these people that are running things, it's a fantastic expose, and I consider it some of Cooper's best work ever. Over 40 hours of history and research. Bill Cooper was a great researcher. He had a huge library. And I think if people would take the time to listen to that, it's sort of an aside because it's historical, but it goes back a long time, and it's a good primer to understand the religion that these people follow. And again, Farron, I think you're great. You're doing a great job, and I do put you in Bill Cooper's class. I think you're doing just great work.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I have listened to the Mystery Babylon collection. You can get the whole thing on one DVD, not a CD, but you can get the whole collection onto one DVD. We have done some giveaways here before, and that's one of the things I'd like to do in 2014. I mean, we've got limited sponsors and funds for the broadcast, unfortunately, but we have done this. We have gave them away worldwide. I haven't gave that one away specifically. Maybe something that we could do here. I would love to do it because, if you know, so many times I give people DVDs and I see them a month later and I ask them, hey, did you watch that? And, you know, oh, no, it's still. But if people would take the time and listen to that one, I know it's 40 hours, just like you said, Dean. It is an eye-opener. Now, I really enjoyed it, and like I say, that's why I put his complete library on the website. You can go there and listen to his first broadcast, his last broadcast, and everything in between. So, hey, I appreciate the phone call, Dean. You're too kind, and any last word?
Well, no, Farron, just keep up the good work, and we love you here.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Michael in New York. Then we've got Renee in North Carolina, Werner in Canada, taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call and join us, Michael, how you doing? Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for holding.
Well, good morning, sir, and I will concur entirely that it's great to talk with an excellent patriot such as yourself and all the callers, listeners. It's very encouraging for all of us thinking we're a lone island in a country full of a bunch of idiots that are no longer American, but when we encounter each other, realizing there's still hope. There's still Americans living and breathing in the borders of the USA that love the Constitutional Republic. And, you know, there's so many points I want to make, Darren, but I got to just correct John, because I know John's a patriot, but he's so wrong on the founding of this country. John, if we had the original U.S. Constitution in effect, only property owners can vote. Gold and silver as lawful currency. And no armies going abroad, only defensive militias. We would not be in the mess that we're in just from
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, joined by Michael in New York. Michael, that break come up on us a little bit quick. Apologize for that. Go ahead and continue with your thoughts, sir. Then we've got Renee in North Carolina, Werner in Canada, Joel in Statesville taking phone calls all this hour.
Thank you, sir. Well, regarding the founding of the Constitutional Republic, Americans allowed to bear weaponry. And also the fact that only property owners could vote. If that were still the case, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. There wouldn't be any illegals invading us. We wouldn't have foreigners and traitors running our government because they'd be lynched instantly soon they made the first move by those property owners jealously guarding their property of the United States of America. And so, the Constitutional Republic was founded by the Almighty himself, the new Israel. The land of milk and honey. And, John, you should be aware of that by now. But, you know, regarding being the policeman around the world that you stated earlier, yeah, and that's all true. For the Israeli UN persecution and takeover of all nations, that's why we're in that mode, so they can control all the governments and resources, as John highlighted in Afghanistan. And speaking of Afghanistan, you know what's going on with all the kids around the country? Heroin addiction. That's right, people. So our troops protecting the poppy fields over there in Afghanistan, well, they're bringing it right over here, making literally a killing off of all your kids. And so then, you know, with this traitor we have, this foreign agent, actually, Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Obama, you know, it's amazing that anybody would believe he was actually going to improve the economy when he stated from the beginning that, in a quote, he said that we have to teach our children not to expect everything we had and grew up with, like two cars and a home. So, I mean, the guy clearly showed his hand right then and there, and it's amazing that people applauded him when he stated that. And so, you know, now we have, here's some breaking news for you as far as this global system with the United Nations. Okay, they want a one-world government, one-world religion. How are they going to do it? Well, this new pope is showing his hand that he is a communist serving the United Nations. He's made quotes like, all religions are true because they are true in the hearts of those who believe in them. Whatever kind of truth is there in the past, the church has been harsh on those that deem morally wrong or sinful. Today, we no longer judge like a loving father. We never condemn our children. So when your children go out and murder or do mayhem, no, a loving father doesn't condemn that. He says, hey, yeah, have something neat and go out and do it again. Our church is big enough for homosexuals and for abortionists and liberals. Even communists are welcome and have joined us. We all worship the same God. Okay? He also goes on to say that anybody that doesn't like foreigners invading your countries, all this mass immigration, then you're a racist and will not be welcome into the church. Okay? So, but Israel doesn't have any of that over there. Speaking of which, we also gave them now from $10 million a day to $30 million a day. So we are technically a colony of Israel, like old Britain, sucking the colonies dry of all their hard-earned wealth so that they can sit on their lards and just suck it all in like a parasite. And so we have a government full of traitors and foreign agents for sure, sir. And, you know, with these all these bailouts, let's also remember that when GM took the bailout of $20 billion, they invested it in Brazil and Red China, not back in the United States. If the government gave at least most of that bailout back into the hands of the Americans in proportion to those that they stole it from, more than those that didn't contribute to any taxes at all, they should get a pittance compared to all but everyone that's been paying incredible taxes over the years. If they received all that in major lump sums, we would still have a booming economy, even though they still sold us out with all our high-tech jobs and everything. Nonetheless, Americans would still at least be eating well, maintaining their homes, as far as keeping an economy going, and probably a lot more entrepreneurial activity as well, because that's what Americans do, if they had the money resource to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And if anyone wonders what Michael was talking about with regards to the poppy fields in Afghanistan, just Google it. You'll see it's been a bumper crop. It's increased the whole time we've been mandating the country. Any last word? Good information. Appreciate the phone call, Michael.
Here's the last one, sir, just so everybody knows what we're up against with these. And this pope is Jewish, clearly. And here's a retiring Jewish professor from Harvard. And he tells his class, if you're a white male, you don't deserve to live. You're a cancer, you're a disease. White males have never contributed anything positive to the world. They only murder, exploit, and oppress non-whites. Sounds like Israelis on the Palestinians to me, like the old, what they complained the Nazis were doing to them. They are clearly the Nazis doing it to their neighbors in the Palestinian area.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to...
God bless, sir.
Hey, thank you. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina, then Werner in Canada, Joel in Statesville, and we'll try to get everybody some time. Renee, thank you for holding. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I was listening, and I also was very impressed with your broadcast today because you were fair, and you really kept it where you blamed both sides. I find many of the libertarians, are, despite their saying otherwise, are still stuck in the right-left paradigm. And some of them just play it like a fiddle. You know, if we want to come together to have a chance against the criminals of both parties, you can't keep beating up the other side to get your ego off so you can feel superior. You have to think, you know, would I want to sit down at a table and come together against the criminals if somebody was always trying to beat me up so they could feel superior to me? Would you want to listen to a person like that? You really kept it fair because, like I said, to me, the partisan patriots are actually our biggest problem. The problem is very much within with the partisan patriots who can't seem to get over their egos and stop bashing the other side to feel superior. You know, they get stuck in these arguments with all the isms, you know, liberalism, conservatism, capitalism, communism. Those are all tools. Now, the thing is, it's the tool. Now, it's the criminals using those tools. You can use capitalism for evil, or you can use communism for evil. The thing is, when you get stuck only thinking communism is evil, and that evil cannot be committed within capitalism, that's just wrong. Either one can be used if you have criminals controlling it. And when people get stuck in the diversion of arguing the isms, they get away from the real issue. And like I said, that's why I really thought you were very fair. They also get stuck on the presidency. To me, the biggest problem is the corruption in our judicial branch. Because if your judicial branch was honest, everything else would have to be honest. To me, your biggest problem is your attorney general is top cop. The thing is, because if Obama broke the law and the attorney general did something about it, it would be honest. Same thing with Congress. So the thing is, I think we need to focus on our corrupt legal system. We have prosecutors that frame innocent people, and they get away with it by withholding evidence. The thing is, you know, everyone working in government to a degree is guilty. Now, my garbage man, because he has a transparent job and he performs a transparent service where if he doesn't pick up my trash, I know it and I can call somebody, is the least culpable. But the thing is, to me, the most guilty are all the people who are involved in profiting off of conflict. That's the military, the police, the court workers, the attorneys, everything else. They have a conflict of interest. They don't really want peace because they profit off of conflict.
Hey, Renee, we got 1 minute before we go to break. It's yours, and I agree. The left-right paradigm, it's what holds us back. Talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, Pawn Hannity, they're masters of it. 1 minute, it's yours. Take it.
Well, like I say, I just want people to not continually get sucked into this. Another thing, the middle class, that term. I am from a small business family. I started my own small business. My parents, grandparents did. I'm very pro-small business. But there are some people in the middle class that are not all good. They're in the middle class because they are the yes men working for your oppressors in government and the corporations. They've cheated their way into the middle class. So the thing is, calling as if the middle class is all one homogenous good group is not true. We have some very evil people who are part of the problem, who are in the middle class, who do everything they can to help big business and squash the little guy, and they're not good people at all.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, hey, thanks so much for the phone call. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we got Werner in Canada, Joel in Statesville. Going to try to give everybody a little bit of time. If anyone else wants to call in, the number's 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments, Werner in Canada.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back on the alternative media. This is Farron saying it's radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We're going back to the phones. We got Werner in Canada, then Joel in Statesville coming up. Werner, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Oh, it's cold out here. Yeah, up north.
Oh, I bet it is.
Look, Renee, she just about summed it up, you know. And your previous callers, it made a lot of good points. And I initially was calling up about a different issue, about the corruption. And what, with the highest expenditure of all the countries in the world per capita for law enforcement and for the judicial system, did they ever figure out who stole the $2.3 trillion out of the defense budget?
Well, I know what you're talking about, Donald Rumsfeld, September 10th, 2001.
No, that means, in other words, it needs a cleanup, you know. They have to be held accountable. And a few years earlier in China, when they had uncovered some corruption, you know what, there were consequences for the corrupt government officials. They were executed.
Well, that puts an end to it, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, Donald Rumsfeld on September 10th, the day before September 11th, he held a press conference, and he said $2.3 trillion had disappeared out of the defense budget. You know, just like a big sack was over in the corner, and, you know, they looked around, and it was gone. But go ahead and continue with your thoughts, Werner.
But they rather execute innocent people, innocent civilians in all those countries where they are hot-rodding around, bomb the hell right out of them, and killing now close to 2 million people. In order to bring to the rest of the world the American way, civilized world.
Yeah, we're going into foreign countries and pointing guns at them and telling them that they're forcing them to attempt to be like America is. We want to put our pornography and all of what we call now the American way, sadly, into these foreign countries. Go ahead, I'll give you the last word. I want to get the last couple people give them a little bit of time.
Just a short one in referring to the points Rene brought all up, you know, basically down-to-earth common sense. And tongue-in-cheek, I've been putting out the word, we don't need liberals, we don't need conservatives, we don't need all those other parties, we need a CSP, common sense party.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you on that, Werner, 100%. We need a party that represents we the people, middle class America, and when I say middle class, I'm talking about the poor, the average Joe people in the country that work jobs, pay bills, and try to get by, that's got incomes that are, you know, the normal people, not the rich or the elite. You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, they've got that deck stacked. They have addressed that, and they make it so difficult for a third party to be viable in America. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say?
Just one short one. You know, we have seen how ineffective with all that bureaucracy and all those organizations in law enforcement and everything are. You know, maybe people should consider about getting the whole freaking bunch fired and rehire them at one-third of the salary.
Interesting. Interesting as always. Hey, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Joel in Statesville. Been patiently holding, so I definitely wanted to give him some airtime. Hey, Joel, thanks for the phone call. How you doing today?
Hey, man, doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today.
Cool, man. Great show. Just want to say, man, it's good to see that you guys are back on the 1421.2. I was kind of disappointed when they took you off a while back. But luckily, yeah, man, I tell everybody about you, man. You are really a great host. Great show, man. Can't say enough good things about it.
Hey, Joel, be sure, do me a favor, and let the powers that be over at 1421.2 know how you feel. I appreciate that. I want to keep that time slot, and I appreciate them getting us back on the air, and I definitely appreciate those kind words.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured, you know, you guys are probably a little too crazy for them is the reason they took you off last time. But maybe, you know, they're starting to come around. But anyways, man, yeah, that's about it. Great show. And one last thing, this ain't really politics, but let's go Panthers.
Yeah, you know, they have surprised me this year, especially with that rocky start. But, you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, so it's been, as usual, it's been a difficult year.
Look,
I think
I won't hold that against you, Farron.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call, Joel. And definitely anyone in that area, let them know and that you appreciate the broadcast being on there for an hour, and hopefully we can keep that time slot. And I appreciate Mark and Brian putting this all together and getting back on WSIC. They've got a big listener base over there, so I certainly do appreciate that.
I'll do my best.
Thank you so much. Anyone else like to call in? We may have time for one more phone call. I don't think anyone's on hold. 1-800-313-9443. And, like I say, like last week, you know, our last phone call was a gentleman from Great Britain, and I thought it was so interesting to get to talk to him about how the people feel there, what's going on there, their views on 9/11 and a whole host of issues. If you were listening, you heard. But that's the power that Republic Broadcasting has, to get the message out worldwide. I mean, during this broadcast on Republic, we've had phone calls from Australia, Africa, Great Britain, Canada, Mexico, I mean, and all over the country. And that's the power that Republic Broadcasting has and is doing. The great staff and John Stattmiller with Republic Broadcasting. If you like these type of broadcasts, there's very few businesses that will advertise and broadcast like this. There is very few people that donate and help sponsor I've been doing this for 5 years. And, you know, I don't spend my time on here asking people for money. I like to give away DVDs and CDs and that kind of thing. We've not done as much of it in the past, and hopefully in 2014 we can do more of it. But if people want to affect change, one of the reasons, I know I've already seen some of the emails, why are you trying to leave religion out of it? One of the reasons that I do that is because religion's so divisive. Everybody thinks their opinion is correct, and we don't get anywhere. If we want to address the enemy and affect change, we've got to come together. And to come together, we've got to bypass the things that divide us inside the Patriot Movement. Now, I don't care if you want to call in and talk about Bible prophecy and how it's being fulfilled and that kind of thing. It's when people were calling in and talking about religious practices that I know nothing about and I can't address. It feels like a waste of airtime. So I try to use the airtime to give people the news and information that I find during the week. And our lead researcher, Terry, I've left her out here lately. I want to thank her for all her hard work. And to give you, the listener, a chance to voice your opinion. Many, 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 many times in the course of this broadcast, some of the best information has come through listening to the listeners, because I can't cover it all. I don't know it all. And just like what Ronnie was saying earlier with the 22nd Amendment, I wasn't aware of that. So maybe something we can look into. And, of course, many of the callers share information that is pertinent. And I think it's the most important thing. Because I, for years, wanted to call in and vent my opinion. I tend to be somewhat opinionated. But you can't get into the broadcast. You know, they won't let you. This broadcast will and wants you to, and that's why I wanted to do it, to include the people and see how many people out there felt as I do. I think it was Michael that mentioned, Michael from New York, that, you know, a lot of times we feel all alone. We feel like we're the only one out there that feels this way. Like, almost, I feel a lot of times, more than you know, like I'm dropped off on a strange planet. No one else feels the way I do about what freedom should be and where we should be and what we should do, what we shouldn't do as Americans, and how sad the trajectory that the powers that be are taking this country, especially in light of our children's future. And so getting to listen to phone calls like John from Tennessee and just like Joel that just called in, and, of course, Dean from New York, it lets me know there's other people out there that feel the same way. There's other people out there that are really concerned, and people are looking for news and information. I know I don't always do the best job on the website keeping it updated with news and information. I just have to do it when I can. But the stories that we've done today, like the 100-mile constitutional free zone, it is on the website. Read it for yourself. Judge it for yourself. Never take what I say. Take the information and judge it for yourself. Use it for yourself. Make your own decisions. You have to look into these things for yourself, whether it be how the Federal Reserve banking system works, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg. We could go down a whole litany. Appreciate you listening today. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.